Hi, everybody. I'm Mark.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome back to another episode of Made by History. And today we're talking about, we're going to be starting a new series called Tuesday 10, where we profile 10 different countries in under or in a minute or less. If we go over, don't crucify us. And yeah, so I'm going to do five, Matt's going to do five. And yeah, that's the plan for today. So you want to just dive straight in, Matt? Give us your five. Give us your five for today.
Well, just before I do that, there will be, since 10 countries an episode, we'll be releasing one every Tuesday. And so we're looking at least a guaranteed 20, 21 straight weeks of content. So this is for you guys, the fans, the people, if you will. Now,
So many weeks.
My five countries are going to be Taiwan or the Republic of China, Oman, Slovakia, Brazil, and Canada. What are your five, Mark?
My five countries are Peru, Angola, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Paraguay.
Ooh, those are some juicy picks.
Yeah, now, hey man, likewise.
Now see, the way we're going to run this is I'm going to do one, and then you're going to do one, and we're going to get through the 10. So I'm going to start my minute timer, and then we'll get right into it. Let's start off with Taiwan. All right, so Taiwan, the capital of Taiwan is Taipei. It's a small island nation in the South Pacific, and its neighbors are the People's Republic of China, the Philippines, and Japan. It's also known as the Republic of China because of a civil war that happened in 1948, or it was a little before that, but it extended all the way through 1948. Chiang Kai-shek was a Chinese nationalist, and Mao Zedong led the Communist Party. And basically, the people from the Republic of China had to flee to the island of Taiwan because the Communists won and put in the People's Republic of China on mainland China. There's a one China policy that these two countries have where you can either recognize the PR China or Taiwan. Some fun facts is only 2.3% of the population of Taiwan is native to the island, whereas most people are native to mainland China. They're the first Asian country to legalize gay marriage in 2019. Their national dish is stinky tofu. And an interesting fun fact is that white symbolizes death and is worn at funerals, which is the opposite of here in the West.
Very interesting. So how long was that?
That was 1 minute and 5 seconds.
Oh, good stuff. All right, so I'll be jumping in with my first country, which is Peru. So let me start my timer. Peru, the capital of Peru is Lima. It's a mid-sized country on the western coast of South America. Its neighbors are Brazil, Ecuador, Colombia, Bolivia, and Chile. It was first established when the Spanish conquistadors arrived in Peru with Francisco Pizarro. They conquered the Incans and took control of Peru. Eventually, it became independent in 1821, where soon after it warred with Chile and Bolivia over nitrate-rich lands that were largely desert. Fun facts, there are 3,000 different varieties of potato grown in Peru. Peru is home to Machu Picchu, an Incan citadel abandoned in the mid-1500s and one of the seven modern wonders of the world. Coy, or roast guinea pig, is the national dish of Peru. There are between 50 and 72 different languages spoken in Peru, with Spanish being the most commonly spoken, followed by Quechua and Aymara. Those are both native languages. And 3/4 of the world's alpaca population resides in the mountainous terrain of Peru. And that's done in 1 minute and 2 seconds.
Wow. That's a lot of potatoes, a lot of different types.
I was impressed too. And they're like really weird. Like there's some green ones, some like purple ones. I don't know. Yeah.
And guinea pig. That's an interesting choice. I know there's a Peruvian restaurant here in Montclair called Costanera that serves guinea pig. And I know it's weird here in American culture, but I've always wanted to try it.
Yeah, me too. I've never had the chance, but yeah, I'd definitely be open to it.
Okay, so I'm going to start my next country, which is Oman. Oman, the capital of Oman is Muscat, and it's a small, medium-sized country on the southeastern tip of the Arabian Peninsula. Its neighbors are Yemen, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia. It was established in 1744 and is the oldest independent Arab state. Oman has been ruled by the Omani al-Sayed family since 1744. It was one of the most isolated and traditional countries in the Arab world until the 70s when Sultan Qaboos, our favorite, became the ruler. It's also estimated that humans have been living in Oman for at least 106,000 years, making it one of the oldest human-inhabited countries on Earth. Sultan Qaboos is the longest-serving ruler in the Middle East. He's been serving since 1970, and since he came aboard, there's been dramatic improvement in all domestic areas in Oman. Some fun facts: Oman is one of the few terrorism-free countries on Earth, with a terrorism index score of 0 from the HDI, making it one of the safest countries on Earth, which is crazy despite its geographical area. And they're also known as the greatest ship builders in the world for their great ships that sail the Adriatic and Mediterranean. They also have one of my favorite flags of all time.
Awesome. Yeah, they do have a fire flag, one could say. And yeah, I had no idea about the shipbuilding. So you learn something new every day.
They have that green, white, and red flag. It's very nice.
It is very nice. Google it. Google it, everybody at home listening right now. All right, my next country is Angola. Let's get started. The capital of Angola is Luanda. It's a large country situated on the southwestern coast of Africa with extending borders into Central Africa. Its neighbors are the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Republic of the Congo, Zambia, and Namibia. And it was established, many kingdoms held parts of modern-day Angola before it was colonized, including the Kingdom of the Congo. In 1575, Portuguese settlers and colonists arrived, led by Diogo Chao, and Portugal eventually fully colonized and subjugated Angola after centuries in the 1920s. Angola gained its independence in 1975 after war with Portugal. Some fun facts: Angola has one of the youngest populations of any country in the world, with 70% of the population being under 24. Angola is the birthplace of the dreadlock hairstyle, originating with the Mwila and Mukubal tribes, whose women used natural products to braid their hair and hold it in locks. And Luanda, the capital, was recently voted as Africa's most expensive city for expats.
Well, those are really awesome. And those are some really cool facts. I didn't know the dreadlocks originated from Angola.
Yeah, I just learned that through the research for that.
Excellent. My next country is Slovakia. The capital of Slovakia is Bratislava, and it is a small country in central but more eastern Europe. It's neighbors with the Czech Republic, Poland, Ukraine, Hungary, and Austria. It was established in 1993. It was formerly part of the Eastern European bloc country Czechoslovakia, which split into the Czech Republic and Slovakia in 1993. This was after the fall of the Soviet Union. Before the fall, Czechoslovakia was a puppet state of the Soviet Union. It's home to the world's most castles, chateaus, and caves per capita. And the capital, Bratislava, is the only capital in the world to border two countries, Austria and Hungary. Unfortunately, Islam is de facto outlawed in Slovakia, with it being the only country in the world where the construction of mosques are illegal, which is not very cool of them, and I don't like that. But besides that, they do have some gleaming qualities, with the most soccer fields per square mile of any country.
I'm messing with the soccer fields and the chateaus, but not rocking with the Islamophobia. Definitely not cool.
Yeah, Slovakia can do better.
Yeah, a little bit of work to be done there. My next country is Kyrgyzstan. So let's jump right in. The capital of Kyrgyzstan is Bishkek. It's a small to moderately sized landlocked country in Central Asia. Its neighbors are Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and China. It was established when, Kyrgyzstan, sorry, was once part of the historical Silk Road and endured many invasions at the hands of the Göktürks, Uyghurs, Khitan people, Mongols, Kalmyks, Manchus, and Uzbeks. Kyrgyzstan became part of the Russian Empire in 1876 and remained in Russian control during the reign of the Soviet Union, eventually declaring its independence from the Soviets in 1991, around the collapse of the Soviet Union. Fun facts: Russian and Kyrgyz are the two official languages of Kyrgyzstan. There are 88 mountain ranges in Kyrgyzstan, comprising 70% of the country's territory. The national drink is kumis, or fermented horse milk. And the population of Bishkek was 976,734 as of 2017.
Well, that's a lot of interesting facts. It's interesting. They endured a lot of invasion and a lot of attack.
Yeah, I was really surprised doing that, doing the research. And hopefully we can dive into that. I was like, ooh, this is a lot of potential for episodes and content later on. So
also, I think I think an episode is in order where we just drink kumis or fermented horse milk.
I think I might vomit, but I'd be down to try it for sure. It's alcoholic. That's illegal.
It's alcoholic. Well, yes, it is alcoholic.
Maybe we can find some virgin kumis somewhere to drink.
Non-alcoholic kumis, I'd be down.
Yeah, like a pina colada or something. That would be cool. I'd be down.
Now back to the 10. My second to last country is Brazil. The capital of Brazil is Brasilia and is the largest country in South America. It neighbors 9 countries, which is all of South America, except for Chile and Ecuador. It was established in 1822. Portugal claimed the land that we know as Brazil in 1500, but the Brazilians declared independence in 1822. It is the 5th largest country in the world by both landmass and population. It's home to the Amazon River and 60% of the Amazon rainforest, having some of the most exotic species of flora and fauna on Earth. Its national sport is soccer or football. It is the best nation of all time with 5 World Cups, winning their first in 1958 and their most recent 2002. Human activities such as logging, mining, fishing, and agriculture are important to the Brazilian economy, but are also a serious threat to Brazil's diverse environment in the Amazon. Their national motto is Ordem e Progresso, which can be found on their awesome flag, and it's Latin for order and progress.
Another great flag from Brazil. Moving on. My next country is Tajikistan. So let me start my timer. The capital of Tajikistan is Dushanbe. It's a small to moderately sized landlocked country in Central Asia. Its neighbors are Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, China, and Afghanistan. Tajikistan was once part of the Samanid Empire around 875 to 999. Eventually, they became part of the Russian Empire in the 1860s and revolted during the 1917 revolution in Russia. This was soon quelled, and it became part of the Soviet Socialist Republic of Uzbekistan in 1924. Tajikistan became its own Soviet Socialist Republic in 1929. And in 1991, Tajikistan gained independence and has since had 3 changes in government and a civil war. Fun facts, the Fedchenko Glacier in Tajikistan is the longest glacier outside of polar regions. Iskanderkul is a popular destination and is said to be the most beautiful lake in Tajikistan. It takes the shape of a triangle and is at an elevation of 2,195 meters or 7,201 feet. It is believed that Alexander the Great stopped at the lake during his conquest, hence the name Iskander, his Persian name. And the last fact is that mountains cover 93% of Tajikistan's surface area, and more than 50% of the country is above 3,000 meters or 9,800 feet in elevation.
Well, those are some cool facts. That lake sounds amazing. Again, once you guys start listening and your friends and your mamas start listening and Made by History starts becoming lucrative, I think we should do an episode where we visit Lake Iskander.
I'm down. Yo, and then we can drive from there to Kyrgyzstan and hopefully by then we'll have enough money from podcasting and it'll be over time so that we'll be legal to drink. And then we can try the wonders of kumis.
Kumis. That is alcoholic fermented horse milk.
Yes.
Now I'm just gonna quick look up the Kyrgyzstan drinking age.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's give that a lucky.
18. This is for expanding our cultural horizons.
So the legal drinking age is 18. So theoretically, next year, I mean, it all depends on the viewers, guys. It's all
right. Right. All it's up to you.
It's in your hands. Yeah. Okay. We're starting in my final country, the 9th country of the episode. And this is Canada. The capital of Canada is Ottawa. It is the largest country in North America and the 2nd largest country in the world, only falling short to Russia. This is in terms of landmass. Its one and only neighbor is the United States of America, but certain parts of Canada can get very close to Russia and Greenland, which is a principality of Denmark. It was established in 1867 after being colonized by France and Britain for centuries, but it didn't declare its independence for quite some time. Canada has 20% of the world's fresh water, which is, I didn't know that. Despite having 20% of the world's fresh water, they do have one of the highest lead intakes of any country in the world. So I thought it was a weird disconnect there. The oldest rocks on Earth can be found in the Canadian Shield, and they're about 4.28 billion years old. Another fun fact, some more fun facts. Hawaiian pizza was actually invented by a Canadian in Toronto. That is a negative point for Canada. People who like Hawaiian pizza, you can stop listening now. But actually, don't. That was a joke. And final fun fact, Canada has around 2 million lakes, and that is more than any other country on Earth.
Wow. Who knew about Hawaiian pizza? I'm not going to stop eating it. Not that I eat it very frequently, but yeah, very, very interesting. So the final country of the first Tuesday 10, I know it's coming to an end. I would be crying too. is Paraguay. And on the freshwater train. Well, you'll see in our fun facts. All right. So let me start my timer. The capital of Paraguay is Asunción. It's a small to medium-sized landlocked nation in Central South America. Its neighbors are Bolivia, Argentina, and Brazil. Spanish colonists first came to the country in the 16th century. They colonized the land and conquered it. And in 1811, Paraguay was able to declare its independence from Spain. Fun facts, we've got a ton for Paraguay. Paraguay has the world's largest water reserve. It is the Aquifero Guarani. The Guarani are the most prominent native group in Paraguay. Paraguay has the largest navy of any landlocked nation, and they usually go on the rivers and lakes, as well as the giant aquifer that are in Paraguay. 54,000 square miles of territory were lost to Bolivia in their war pretty soon into their independence. So that's kind of unfortunate. There are many foreigners living in Paraguay, including many Germans, Japanese people, Belgian people, and Russians. And Paraguay gets much of its electricity from hydroelectric power. Final fun fact of the day, the native language of Guarani is frequently spoken alongside Spanish.
Wow. Everything in Paraguay is called Guarani.
Everything. The currency. Wow. You name it, it's called Guarani.
Well, I'd just like to thank, if you're still here, which I hope you are, that means you're a Chad and you're awesome. Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of the Tuesday 10. We are so glad you tuned in. And this will be, assuming you guys like it, I mean, probably if you don't like it too, but assuming you guys like it, this is going to be a weekly occurrence. So we hope you tell your friends, your family, send this to everyone, and we appreciate your listenership, and we will be back next week.
We will be, and we also, I mean, like, we care, but, like, we don't care that much. Like, if we enjoy it more than you enjoy it, we're still going to do it. So we hope you keep listening. Thanks a lot. See you next week. Goodbye.